Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Jerry Hausner, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Carcass.
Boy, Los Angeles is really be growing up. Look at that, what it says in the papers here. Los Angeles has now got a population of 3 million people. And I know that's true, too, because they was all on the same bus with me coming to work this morning. Now I know how a sardine feels. But with a sardine, it's a little better because at least when they pack him in the can, they put oil in between. What is this, what it says over here? Record demand for Rose Bowl tickets. Oh, my, that reminds me, I got for to get 2 tickets for that Rose Bowl game. Boy, do those tickets is be hard for to get. I must have asked 20 people. Nobody could help me. No wonder that would be the biggest game of the year. All my people is coming here for to see that game from all over the world. From Ireland, England, Scotland, Arabia. I think even Texas. Oh, here comes Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hiya, Parkey.
Say, Betty, are you know where I could get 2 tickets for the Rose Bowl game? I just got for to have them.
Well, gee, Parkey, you may be able to pick up a pair, but I'm afraid you're going to have to pay a very big premium for them.
Well, look, Betty, I didn't ask you what the price is. All I want for to have is the tickets and money. There's don't be no objections, see? You know me, Betty, when I want something, I want it, and I don't care what it costs. How much do you think I'll have to pay for them, Betty?
Parkey, I never knew you were such a rabid football fan.
Do you ever be kidding? Why, I played football in college in Greece years ago.
College in Greece?
Sure.
Now, what college in Greece did you ever go to?
UCLA.
UCLA?
Yes, the University of Carthage in lovely Athens. Oh, my Betty, we was been famous for our football teams. You must have heard of our great backfield, the Fighting Greeks. Sullivan, Kelly, McCarthy, and O'Brien.
Now, wait a minute, Parkey. Did you say that the Fighting Greeks were Sullivan, Kelly, McCarthy, and O'Brien?
Look, Betty, if the Fighting Irish could be Helipopoulos, Trilimides, Oscopopoulos, and Palatotos, then the Fighting Greeks could be Sullivan, Kelly, McCarthy, and O'Brien. Oh, my Betty, we had one big star on that team by the name of Jones.
Jones?
Yes, he was a ringer. Because that Jones was being some football player. I never will forget the day when we played our big game. That was against Poopopoulos, Palitech, you know. Somebody has poured out of the water bucket, you know, and substituted gin. That day, Jones, he took one swig out of that bucket and made a new world's record.
A new world's record?
Yes, sir. He threw a forward pass 65 yards without letting go of the ball.
Oh, Parkey, someday I'll learn not to take you seriously.
Yeah, Betty, but that still is going to be giving me 2 tickets for the Rose Bowl game.
Well, I haven't the slightest idea where you can get them, Parkey.
I'd like to know where I could.
Oh, here comes Frank the barber. Maybe he can help you.
Oh, my, that unhappy character. I know why this would be a waste of time, but I'll ask him. Hello, Frank. Come in, come in. Say, would you know where maybe I could get a couple tickets for the Rose Bowl game?
The Rose Bowl game?
Yes.
You don't want to go to the Rose Bowl game and take that beating.
Beating?
Sure. First place, you got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning so you can fight that traffic and get to Pasadena by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And after you get there, you got to pay $7.50 to park your car.
$7.50?
Unless you want to park it close to the bowl. Then it runs into real money.
How close could you get to the bowl for $7.50?
Last time I went, it was only 4 miles.
Must have been worn out walking to the bowl.
No, that was nothing.
No?
What wears you out is after you get to the bowl.
Yes.
Oh, brother, them steps.
The steps?
Every year I buy my tickets from somebody else, and every year I always wind up in the same place, the 135th row.
135th row? My, it must be very hard for to see the game from way up there in the last row.
No, that ain't the last row. It
ain't?
No, if it was the last row, where would they put that drunk who always sits right in back of you?
Well, Frank, look, out of 80,000 people in that big bowl, I'm sure there's not going to be no drunk sitting right in back of me.
Oh, no, you just turn around. He'll be there.
He will, huh? Well, I see what you mean, Frank. It don't be much fun going to the Rose Bowl game, huh? But look, since you don't get no pleasure out of going there, if you should happen for to run across a couple tickets, sure with the priest mailed every match if you sell them to me.
Sell them to you?
Yes.
You crazy? I'm looking all over for a pair of tickets myself. I wouldn't miss a Rose Bowl game on a bet.
I'll dance at your wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. What a wonderful time. I'll drink to your father and I'll drink to your mother. Then I'll have another for auld lang syne. I'll kiss all the fellas. That's the thing to do. And when I have them thoroughly kissed, I'll be in trim for you. I'll dance at your wedding. Won't miss that wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. Am I gonna shine at your wedding and mine? Start to prance and dance at your wedding. Won't miss that wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. Am I gonna shine at your wedding and mine? I'll dance at your wedding and mine. That
was Betty Rhodes, our lovely Victor recording star, singing I'll Dance at Your Wedding. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parky in just a moment. You know, there's one thing about us Americans. We're all proud of our community. And we have mighty good reason, too. For neighbors everywhere, your neighbors and mine, are working together to back the community chest, to give it the tools to help make your community a better place in which to live. Remember, a contribution to the community chest is a contribution for every Red Feather service. Now, this includes day nurseries, visiting nurses, family service, child care, clinics and hospitals, aids to the elderly and handicapped, traveler's aid, and many, many more. There's a Red Feather service for every age, for every health and family problem. These are Red Feather services you support when you make your contribution. When you give to one, your community chest, you give for all Red Feather services. By giving generously, you can be sure that you're supporting most wisely the friendly, neighborly services that help your community day after day and month after month. Everybody benefits, so everybody gives. Give to your community chest tonight. Wear your red feather tomorrow.
Say, Betty, you know, everybody has told me how hard this was going for to be for to get tickets for the Rose Bowl game, but I never realized how hard it really was, you know?
Hey, wait a minute. I have an idea, Parky.
What is it?
Say, why don't you get in touch with your friend Jack Tobin, the sports editor?
You mean Jack Tobin, the newspaper fella? That he couldn't help me, no.
Well, gee, he should help you.
Yeah.
After all, you did a pretty big favor for him last year when you donated 2 quarts of your blood to save his life.
I know. I called him up. I reminded him what I gave him, my 2 quarts of blood, you know. And I asked him for 2 tickets for the Rose Bowl game.
Well?
He sent me back my blood.
Well, gee, I've asked around, Parky. Nobody I know has any tickets or knows where to get any.
Yeah. Oh, say, look who's coming in, Betty. That little lady that belongs to the sewing circle. Isn't she nice? You know, I really like for to talk to her. She comes out with the craziest things, but she's such a nice little lady. Pardon you, Betty. I'll go over to see what she wants. Hello.
Oh, hello, Mr. Parker.
Hello.
Parker. Someone down at the sewing circle said that you wanted to get a pair of Rose Bowl tickets.
Yes, I do. Do you got any?
Yes.
Oh.
You see, the sewing circle is raffling off a pair of tickets, and I thought that you might like to take a chance.
Oh?
The chances are only $2 apiece, and I have only one number left.
You say what, you're raffling off a pair of tickets and you only got one number left?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take it. Here's your $2.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And here's your number.
Yes. I hope this is a lucky number. You know something? I never won nothing in my whole life. Number 67.
Oh, that's a wonderful number.
It is?
Number 67 almost won the pair of tickets for the game. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice. But wait a minute. You say number 67 is almost won the pair of tickets for the game?
Yes. Number 68 won.
Number 68 won? Boy, this is the fastest raffle I ever heard of in my life.
Oh, the raffle was held 2 days ago.
2 days ago? Well, if the raffle was held 2 days ago, well, why did you sell me a ticket now?
What's the difference when the raffle was held? You didn't have number 68, did you?
No.
You had number 67.
That's right.
Well, what's the difference when you bought your ticket?
Yes.
Now, supposing you bought it a month ago.
Yes.
You wouldn't have won anyway, would you?
Yeah, you're right. It don't make no difference when I bought the ticket. Wouldn't have won anyways. Sure wish I had number 68, though. Put it up.
Oh, that was impossible. You see, the president of our club had the winning number.
The president of your club had the winning number?
Yes, but she was entitled to it because she was the one who thought up the idea of the raffle.
I see.
Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice. Yeah.
Yes. Well, thanks anyway, and better luck next time. Good day.
Good day. Yeah. Let me for to finger this out. The raffle was held 2 days ago, and she sold me the ticket now, and I had number 67, but number 68 has won it. But even if she has sold me number 67 2 months ago, then I still wouldn't have won it because number 68 has won it. Maybe wrong, but this whole thing still don't sound right to me. She has sold me number 67.
Hello, Mr. Parker Cocker. Remember me, Joe's friend?
Oh, yes, Joe's friend. Yes, I remember you, yes.
Hey, have I got a terrific surprise for you.
Yes?
Yeah, I had to rush right over and tell you. Now, don't fall over.
What is it?
Joe got married.
Joe got married? And I didn't even know he was sick. Look, I am not interested in what happens to Joe anymore. You keep coming in here all the time telling me about Joe. I don't even know who Joe is.
Well, you can't be serious. Why, Joe is one of the most powerful men in this town.
He is? Well, then listen. If Joe is be so powerful, maybe he could do something for me. You think what Joe could get me a pair of tickets for the Rose Bowl game?
The Rose Bowl game?
Yes.
Oh, if you want tickets for the Rose Bowl game, you don't want to see Joe.
I don't?
Oh, you want to talk to Walter.
Walter? Who is Walter?
Who's Walter?
Yeah.
Sam's cousin, that's all.
He is Sam's cousin?
Certainly.
Which Sam?
Oh, you know Sam.
I do?
Sure. Remember that sensational Rose Bowl game in 1936 when Columbia played Stanford and beat them 7-0?
Yes.
Remember that sensational run that fellow made who ran 100 yards to score that touchdown?
Oh, was that Sam?
No, but Sam saw that game.
That's very interesting. But do you think what Sam could get me a couple tickets now for the Rose Bowl game?
Which Sam are you talking about?
Which Sam am I talking about?
Yeah, which Sam are you talking about? What's his last name? I know hundreds of guys by the name of Sam, you know.
Oh, I'm sure, but I don't know what Sam's last name is.
Well, brother, if you don't even know the fellow well enough to know his last name, why should he get you 2 tickets for the Rose Bowl?
Well, look, Sam don't have to get them. Maybe Charlie could get them.
Charlie?
Yes, you know Charlie. The fellow used to work for Fred, but he let him go because Eddie had a fight with Henry. So he could work for Louis.
Hey, wait a minute. Who Who are all them people you're talking about?
I don't know. I figured if you could make up names, I could make up a few people.
Oh, Mr. Pockycockers, you're just kidding me, ain't you? Oh, what a card you are. I'll see you later. So long.
Yeah, sure. Hmm. 80,000 people is going for to see that Rose Bowl game. Where do they get all the tickets? They must get them from someplace. Is it possible that they buy them from each other? Joe, who is Joe?
Well, if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Pockycockers, am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct.
Hey,
yes,
I hear that you are looking for a pair of tickets for the Rose Bowl game.
That's right, I am.
Uh-huh, and brother, do you realize that them tickets are scarcer than chicken's inlays?
Chicken's inlays?
Uh-huh. And chicken's inlays are even scarcer than hen's teeth.
Well, I know where the tickets are scarce, all right, yes.
Well, now, don't you worry your little gray face at all.
Yes.
All your troubles are over. I'm going to see that you get a pair of tickets for that Rose Bowl game.
You will?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Sharp, it's a wonderful surprise. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Yes.
Don't measure it.
Yes.
Now, look, tell me, what year do you want those tickets for?
What year do I want them for?
Yes. Yeah. You see, you can pick any year you want. I get Rose Bowl tickets for any year way back to 1926.
You got Rose Bowl tickets way back to 1926.
Can't wreck it. You see, in that way, we can give you tickets for any price that you want to pay.
I don't understand what you mean. You mean any price that I want for to pay.
You see, the prices of tickets goes according to the year that you want them for.
Yes.
For instance, if you want tickets for last year's game, you see, they are $2 a piece. Now, if you want them for 2 years ago, I can let you have them for $1 a piece. And then if you want them for 3 years ago, they're only 50 cents a piece.
3 years ago?
Uh-huh.
I don't want no tickets for the Casino Rose Bowl game 3 years ago.
Why not, brother? That was a wonderful game.
Yes, might have been a wonderful game, all right, but nobody wants for to buy tickets for a game held 3 years ago.
Well, you see, that is why I can let you have them so cheap.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Tell you what I'll do with you. Yes. If you buy a pair of tickets for the Rose Bowl game 3 years ago,
yes,
I will throw in a pair for the 1937 game free of charge.
Give me a pair of tickets for the 1937 game free of charge.
Yeah. But look, I got to warn you, those tickets are behind a goalpost.
They are?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that makes much difference anyway, because I remember it was raining that year and you couldn't see much anyway. Mr. Sharp, you must think that I am crazy. Why, that's the craziest thing that I never heard in the whole life, to buy tickets for a Rose Bowl game 3 years ago.
Hey, now, look, brother, what do you care what year the tickets are for? Huh?
What do you mean?
The object is to get into the Rose Bowl, by hook or by a crook.
By hook or by a crook?
Yeah, that's where I come in.
I see.
Well, look, I forgot to tell you, with every pair of tickets that you buy from me,
yes,
you also get 10 free boxing lessons.
Boxing lessons?
Uh-huh.
What is that for?
So you can fight the usher when he tries to throw you out.
Hey, I'm not going to fight no ushers. I want for to sit there like a gentleman. And I know what I'm be just an old fuss budget, but if you don't mind, I would like for to have a pair of tickets for this year's game.
Oh, no. Look, it's impossible for you to get a pair of tickets for this year's game.
It is?
Oh. All those tickets go to the aluminum.
The aluminum?
Mm-hmm.
Who is the aluminum?
The aluminum? Those are the guys that stand up door and a half, they take their hats off, and they sing a song, Down as Tomato.
Sing a song to Elmer's Tomato?
Yeah, sure.
Who is Elmer's Tomato?
I don't know, some dame.
Yeah. Well, look, why couldn't I say what I am, one of the aluminum?
You? Don't make me laugh, you. How could you be one of the aluminum? You belong to any of them fraternities?
Maternities?
Yeah. You know, like Fido Beats Kaplan. Maybe even Epsom Sauce Pie.
Epsom Salt Pie. No, I don't belong to any of those.
You see? Ever heard of Sweetheart of Stigma 2?
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm.
You see, those guys, those are the aluminum.
Yeah.
Those are the guys that get the tickets.
Why couldn't I buy a couple of tickets from one of the sweethearts of Stigma Chew?
Why, Mr. Parker Kirkus, I am surprised at you.
Why?
Well, do you realize what would happen to one of those students if he ever sold you a pair of tickets for that Rose Bowl game?
Now, what would happen to him?
Make about 50 bucks.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Sharp, is it would be worth 50 bucks for me to put together a pair of tickets for that Rose Bowl game.
Oh, it would?
Yes,
well,
it would.
Well, then, brother, you've got the ticket.
I have?
Yes, sir. If you pay 50 bucks, I'll get them for you from a friend of mine.
A friend of mine? Is he a student?
No, he's a printer.
Oh. Goodbye, Mr. Sharp.
With Parkey in just a moment. On September 17th, we began a year of rededication by all Americans to their heritage of freedom. This year marks the 160th anniversary of our Constitution. One of the great events planned for this year is the national tour of the Freedom Train. This special train is carrying more than 100 of the most famous original documents on which our American way of life is based. Included are the manuscripts of the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, as well as some of the surrender documents of World War II, marking our national development of individual liberties from colonial days right up to the present. The Freedom Train opened to the public in Philadelphia and is now traveling for 1 year throughout the 48 states, stopping in 300 communities. People all over the nation will have the privilege of seeing these documents, of reading the immortal words which established and developed our civilization, founded on individual rights and liberties. This is your American heritage. And this is the year in which to manifest your pride in that heritage.
Oh, my. This has been a wonderful idea what Betty Rhodes has given me for to come over here to pass my dinner to the Rose Bowl for to try to buy the tickets. Look at that. The box office will be open and nobody's been waiting there. Oh, my. I hope they give me a couple of good seats. I would like to have them right near home plate. Listen to me, home plate. I'm thinking of hockey. Hello, mister.
Yes, sir.
This way I buy the tickets for the Rose Bowl game?
Yes, it is.
It is?
And I'm so happy that you came. Yes. I was starting to wonder if we'd be able to sell any tickets for this year's game at all.
You were? Well, don't you worry, mister. You got a customer right here.
Oh, goody.
Yeah. I'll take 2 tickets.
Only 2?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but that's all that I could use.
Oh. Where would you like them, on the 50-yard line?
Don't you got nothing better?
Well, we could put you on the players' bench, but you wouldn't like it there.
No.
Some of those players are so rough, they might jostle you all over.
Oh. Well, if that's the best what you got, I'll take the 50-yard line.
Yes. You will?
Yes.
Gee, thanks loads.
Yeah, that's all right. Yes. I tell you something else. You've been so nice to me, and don't be promising you nothing, but I might be able to get rid of an extra couple of tickets for you, too. I think I know a fella. I'll send him over here tomorrow.
Gee, you mean you'll be able to sell 2 more tickets for it?
I'll try. I'm not promising.
Boy, wait till I hear about this back in Michigan.
Michigan?
Yeah, they were afraid out there that we wouldn't be able to sell any tickets at all for this year's game.
Yeah, but they're afraid you wouldn't sell the tickets.
Yeah, but look how wrong they were. You're going to buy 2, ain't you?
Yeah.
Say that you will, please, mister.
Say, you know something? I think you're just making jokes with me.
Yes, I'm making jokes with you. Just who do you think you are walking up to this box office and asking for a pair of tickets for the Rose Bowl game?
Well, who do you got to be to walk up to the box office and ask for tickets for the Rose Bowl game?
Well, all I can say is I wish I had your nerve, mister.
Nerve? Why, I just seen the box office was open. I just walked out.
Well, you must be pretty stupid if you thought we had any tickets left for sale.
Stupid? Well, if you don't be here to sell the tickets, then why do you got the box office window open?
Because it's hot in here, that's why.
Well, I'm sorry, mister. I guess what I'm just stupid, yes. See, I don't know too much about these things. I mean, how to get Roosevelt the tickets and everything. Somebody told me if I came over here, I might be able to buy a pair of tickets, that's all. I do need them very badly.
Well, there's no chance of getting any tickets, mister. We've been sold out for weeks.
I see. Well, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings.
Oh, there's the phone. Yeah. Hello. Oh, yes. But, gee, I'm sorry, but we haven't a single seat left. No, not a chance. Okay, I'm sorry. Goodbye. Look, mister, if I had to turn down a man who just phoned, you can be positive we haven't a single seat left. That was one of the most influential men in this town.
It was, who was it?
Joe.
Joe!
Parky, do you mean to tell me that you paid $75 for a pair of Rose Bowl tickets?
Well, what could I do, Betty? I just had to have them, so I went out and I bought them from a spectator.
But, Parky... $75.
Well, look, Betty, the tickets don't cost $75, you know. The tickets only be $5.50 a piece, you see. But he made me take a lot of accessories, like an extra set of hubcaps and an extra bumper, you know, and a pair of fog lights and a windshield defroster.
Well, Parky, all I can say is that you must have wanted those tickets an awful lot.
Oh, I did, Betty, but I never want to go through another thing like this in my whole life. I mean, how I had to struggle before I finally was able to forget these pair of tickets.
Oh, Parky, here comes little Stevie Harris.
Oh, yes, I called up his house. I told him to send him over. Hello, Stevie, come in.
Hello, Mr. Parky.
Hi.
I came over as soon as I could.
Stevie, did I promise you what you and your friend is going for to see the Rose Bowl game this year? Well, I got you your pair of tickets.
You have?
You bet I have. There they are right there.
Golly.
Yes, sir.
Hey, is this how much they cost? $5.50
a piece? That's what they cost, yes.
Oh, gee, I didn't want to pay that much.
No. Forget the cost, Stevie. That is your Christmas present from me. How do you like that?
Gee, Mr. Parky Carcass, thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, you know something?
What?
Wait until I show these to my dad. He told me it was impossible to get tickets for the Rose Bowl.
What do you mean, impossible? You just got a couple, didn't you?
Yes, but he told me it would be too much trouble to get them.
Trouble? Listen to that, Betty. His father said there's going to be a lot of trouble to get a pair of tickets for the Rose Bowl. Believe me, Stevie, it was no trouble at all.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jerry Hausner, Jane Morgan, Harry Zimmerman, his 19 short orders, and our big cast of fun makers. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Parky Carcass and Howard Harris and is produced by Maurice Morton. This is R. Gilmore saying goodnight. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more laughs. The Jim Backus Comedy Show follows in just a moment. On the Mutual Broadcasting System.